as the moves in chess, O son. Behold the result of each move in the next one. They made this for the sake of that concealment.
The best example. They're looking.
I'm trying to explain that the first look at the stuff doesn't give you the real meaning. It's deeper. And everything is an intention for something else. So he brought the chess. Okay, why you're playing chess? Why do you move this soldier? Not because this move is good, because you calculate that if I do this move and he will do that move, then I do this, then I do that, then that's how it works. This is what the life is. Why? Why this example? Okay, chess is good. So let's play chess. Here, what are we talking about? Do not forget that we are talking about coming together. Unification, Tawheed, this is what we are explaining, right? And what is Tawheed? I told you, there are different dimensions for Tawheed. One is unification of what we are talking. That's how we converse and we interchange the information, right? The other one is coming together. These millions of I, which extend itself to us, them, to come to we, because there is this we, we are all together, we are the humanity, okay? This was another dimension. What is the third one? Inside. Inside, I'm not one. That ego I was talking about is here. That angry fellow is here. That educated fellow is here. So, they should fight each other. If they fight each other, I'm sick. For me being healthy, I have to come together. This is another dimension of unification to me. When I think about the book of unification, that's what I think about. Here, he's talking about coming together. He's not talking about me and the microphone. He's talking about me and Will. Two human beings. What are we doing? Over there. If you think you know what you're doing, you ruin everything. If you understand that, no, I know what I intend to do. And I try to do this, and I'm looking at him to see what his reaction is, because we are working together. I'm not going to control him or let him control me. This is what Tawheed is, coming together, understanding each other's role and working together. That working together is like playing the chess. You have something in mind, but it depends, because it's not you only, it's we. That's the essence, yes?
Behold the result of each move in the next one. They made this for the sake of that concealed move, and that for the next, and that for such and such. Even so, having perceived reasons within reasons, one after the other, in order that you may arrive at victory and checkmate. The first is for the sake of the second, like mounting on the steps of a ladder, and deem the second to be for the sake of the third, to the end.
This is something that you don't get because it's not your time anymore. Have you ever seen a ladder?
because
ladder is the main stuff in old time, up to my birthday, really. You have to have a ladder, because you cannot build up stairs for everything. This building stairs for everything is a luxury that we can do now in our rich cities. Normally, They have the lather, because one lather serves all, replace all the stairs it goes. And it's very important, and they use it every single day, so they know it. Here he'll bring it in and say, look at the lather. The first step is for the second, and that's for the third, and that's for the fourth. That's how it works. So he brings the steps together, lather, to let you understand that this climbing up from the culture, improving the culture, which is what we are doing, the humanity is this, right? We talked about it. We are here, we understood that this universe has a purpose because we see the signs of it. When I'm talking about the art, I'm not talking just, okay, there is art. I know the artists and I know the surprises they brought to the humanity with the thing that they do that nobody understands, not even them. You will ask Buonarroti, how do you did this? I said, how? I don't know. I was looking at the stone and David was inside it and I didn't touch it. I just got rid of the remaining of the stone. That's what I did. I don't know. You ask the poets, the writers, the artists, why do you do this? They say, we don't know. There is some movement inside and I surrender to it, I have no other way to work. All of this explanation repeated again and again from 1,000 years ago up to now. All the good artists will tell you that there is something that could happen in a human being. And we see it. We see it that, okay, there is a war and they bring the news that, okay, there, they drop the bomb and stuff like that. In the back of a package of the cigarette, Pablo Picasso starts to draw something. That something is 5 meters by 3 meters big, which is masterpiece to give you that feeling of normal people, even the animals being killed. Why? Because that dictator wants to do this. That's what? And this is in art. Let's go one step further. Any of you volunteers to answer a simple question? Why Romeo loves Juliet? What a bad choice. They didn't have a good sex at least. And they died for it. What a stupid stuff. Everybody envies them. Why? Because they are different. And we know love will make a person different. Completely different person. I hope you have seen this. The people will change when the love comes. And love comes because it wants to come. There is no reason over there. You cannot provoke it. You cannot help someone to fall in love. It's falling in it. And later, Rumi will tell you, let me tell you. He will explain it in books, it's the movie. He say, you know what? It's very simple. The only thing which is really worthy of hunting is love. The problem is, nobody could do anything about it. Because love doesn't listen to anyone. Because love is crazy. It is opposite of that logical grabbing logic you have in your mind. It's that magical stuff. It says, you know what? Nobody could hunt it. Because love itself is the best hunter. So, I suggest, first you give up that you are the God and you could make it. And try to improve yourself. Maybe you get lucky, love will hunt you. This is how it works. We cannot hunt it. But it's just like that acceptance. Do you remember? We talked about it. That you cannot go and knock the door and go in. No. What can you do? improve yourself, be qualified, then they open the door, they call you. This is what it happens. If you are a good fellow, good thing will happen to you. We believe in that, right? Now, yes.
The desire to eat is for the sake of the semen. That semen is for the sake of procreation and the life. The man of dull sight sees naught but this. His intelligence is without motion, like the plants of the earth. Whether the plant is summoned or not summoned, its foot remains stuck fast in the mud. If its head move with the motion of the wind, go, be not deceived by its moving its head. Its head says, "We obey, O Zephyr." Its foot says, "We refuse to obey. Let us alone."
Okay, what was that? Just imagine, okay, he brought that flower which has the root in the earth. It cannot move. So what is it doing? It's begging the wind, he's begging this and that and that. And all this is like what? This is like an, a stupid human who doesn't know what to do. Like a blind fellow, he will do the tawakkul. Do you remember tawakkul? Counting on him having a representative over there and believing in him, and he's doing it. This is stupid. You sit down and you do the tawakkul. We talked about it. Do you remember? The story of the cow. We talked about it. The guy was sitting down and asking the God to give me something. You created me lazy, therefore give me what I deserve. And it was a long, long stuff. From book one, he started to talk about this. He said, there are two phenomena, jahd, tawakkul. Jahd means trying and counting on your effort. Tawakkul is counting on luck and so on and so on. So you are playing with this. This is not a play game. Both are here and both should be together. You have to have some hope to try to do something. So hope, at the same time, you should do it. Do not forget your part. Your part is climbing the ladder, step by step. Yes.
Since he does not know how to move, he advances like the vulgar, stepping on trust like a blind man. Consider what comes of
that vulgar road is everybody or public. It's avam, om. It's not vulgar, it's majority. Yeah.
Consider what comes of acting on trust in warfare, like the trust of dice players. But those insights that are not frozen are nothing if not piercing and veil-rending. He sees with his own eye at the present moment that which will come to pass in 10 years.
Means what? Another difference is between you and the animal. They don't see the long future. What we do? We have all the assets to understand that what we are doing will be like this in 10 years even. Yes?
Similarly, everyone sees the unseen and the future, good and evil, according to the measure of his insight.
Yes. That's the stuff that we are trying to improve. The measure of your sight. How good you're seeing this stuff. Are you blind with me and my little curtain, or you see the reality, the vision? Remember, we talked about this vision. Yes.
When the barrier in front and the barrier behind are removed, the eye penetrates and reads the tablet of the unseen. When he looks back to the